Hello, and welcome to Yousef's Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Hey, Yousef Dave here. Welcome back to Yousef's Stoop. This segment will be centered around healed tea. And if you recall, the last episode of Healed Tea was about apple cider vinegar. We talked about some of its benefits, its flavor, and where and how you can use it. So check that episode out. But today, we'll be talking about turmeric. And in particular, I like to start off with the origin of turmeric. I think it's good to know the beginnings of a thing so you can know how to apply it to your own life. So it goes like this. Turmeric is native to tropical South Asia. It's a product of a medicinal plant belonging to the ginger family. And the botanical name of this plant is Curcuma longa, which reaches about 3 feet roughly. The plant produces a flower and a rhizome, better known as a horizontally growing stem. And although it's noted as starting out in South Asia, it's believed to have spread to Southeast Asia and Pacific Islands, where turmeric is actually cultivated. And if you'd like to know more information about this, you can go to the source itself, the National Library of Medicine. And I'll also post this link onto the video so you can do some extra research from there. But now that we've started with the origin, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the benefits of turmeric right here on the stoop. Welcome back. Let's dive right into what are the benefits of turmeric. Now, just a note beforehand, turmeric has an active ingredient, which is a natural compound or polyphenol called curcumin. Curcumin has both antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. It's also the reason for the brown coloring of turmeric. Now, here are the benefits of turmeric. It cuts down on inflammation. It helps with degenerative eye conditions, metabolic syndrome, arthritis, hyperlipidemia or cholesterol in the blood, anxiety, muscle soreness after exercise, and kidney health. And you can find more information at Johns Hopkins Medicine. Again, I will place this link within the video where possible so that you can find further information. But one thing I would like you to know before we wrap up the episode, as with all things, you should take turmeric according to your health regimen. It is available as a powder and also in vitamin or supplement form. Be sure to consult your physician to discover what is best for you. Consuming with food is recommended to help with the absorption of the beneficial nutrients. From personal experience, I've cooked with, drank in tea, and taken supplements or vitamin versions of turmeric. So again, whatever works best for you is what I encourage you to pursue. Thank you again for coming to the stoop, and I hope this information was a blessing to you. See you again soon.